Hi, welcome to the ESL quiz brought to you by the English Programme. Now, if you want to contact us, as always, Steve's radio show at hotmail.com. We have a Twitter page as well, twitter.com/English Radio. And on our Twitter page is a link to our blog, which, by the way, is englishradio.blogspot.com. I'm going to test you now on your knowledge of various things. This is an audio quiz here. What was the name, the nickname, or what is the nickname, of the Boeing 747? That's the first one. Second one is, can you spell the word telephone? Question three. Which film... Actually, no. Let me... Oh, dear me. That's too easy. I'm sorry. You're not having that one. No. Different one here. Okay. The Academy Awards are given for what? Okay, we had them a few weeks ago. So what are the Academy Awards for? Let me go back. The nickname of the Boeing 747 Tenor plane, it's called the Jumbo Jet. But that's the nickname, not the actual name. That's just the nickname. And can you spell the word telephone? T-E-L-E-P-H-O-N-E. And the Academy Awards are given for what? Excellence in films. There we go. Okay, two more, and we move on, I think. Okay. Which is the best drink to have to quench your thirst? If you want or need to quench your thirst, which is the best drink? And finally... this one here. The initials CND stand for what? The best drink to use as a thirst quencher is water. Whatever you do, don't drink milk. That makes you very thirsty. I know, I've tried it when I'm very thirsty. And the initials CND stand for Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament. So there we go. There's your five questions for the ESL quiz today. Doing them every day this week. And if we get enough downloads, we'll start doing them every sort of every weekday, okay? But only if people download them. Yes. Well, it's sort of quite fair, isn't it, really? You don't download them, we're not going to listen. We're not going to make them. If you listen, we'll make them. Okay, so... some interesting sort of housekeeping here to let you know about. I've got our blog, the one I told you about, englishradio.blogspot.com. Someone wrote in and said, I've tried typing the address, it doesn't work. Got no joy. But it should work. If you type in, I mean, don't worry about the www and all that. Just type in englishradio.blogspot.com. It should come up. What you can do, actually... if you want, in particular, the ESL program, just the ESL program, you can send an email to Steve's radio show at hotmail.com and request that we send all the ESL quizzes straight to you by email, okay? By email subscription. So you can ask for that if you want. Or you can have a mix of all of our different programs, pop quiz, ESL, history quiz, all the different things. We can have that sent to your email as well. Send a quick email, stevesradioshow@hotmail.com, and request the email subscription, okay? And we'll set that up via Google's feed burner, it's called. They take care of all of that. You can unsubscribe at any time. Now, we have high-definition videos, which are available on YouTube, youtube.com/English Radio. And again, if you go to our blog, the one I've just told you about, you go there, and you've got the a link for the YouTube, which is, you know, very, very, very handy. But there's also something called blip.tv. Now, the whole point of blip.tv is it's got all the videos from YouTube, but because you can't download YouTube, you can download from blip.tv. In fact, there's a link for the RSS and also iTunes. So you can download all the videos that we do via iTunes. There's also on the blog, there's a link to our Facebook page as well. Back tomorrow. Bye-bye.